one thing I did want to ask you, so starting at the
something all right, is that all right? Oh,
I think so, if that's all right by you.
Yes, quite all right.
I was really just wondering about your father. I mean, you say your father was an anti-suffragist, or
so he was,
an anti-feminist. I really want to know why, do you think? I mean,
do you have to? I mean, it's an extreme case of attitude which you find right through the 19th century and well into the 20th. Most women lived to what basis. My father's politics were well to the left, well to the right, of the Morning Post.
That was really something. To his daughter, I mean, did he encourage you to have careers? I mean, did he see you as...
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, he sent both myself and my sister to college. And when I came down from Cambridge after 3 years, he suggested I should take a year at Liverpool University. And he was then living at Liverpool.
So there really is quite an inconsistency in his position.
What is the inconsistency?
What about some housework and things like that? I suppose that was done by servants,
yes,
so that didn't arise.
Really? Yes. But, had to go according to as when he wanted them. And then he settled up with them where we could go to holidays on a borrowed expense. And then we went to Cambridge. We always went to the East Coast. This was a shortish railway journey. But I have to know, my brother Raymond,
really that stopped her from respect. He never collaborated with her or encouraged her to do academic work of her own.
He couldn't have collaborated with her. He was a linguistic expert.
So they have the higher education side of the women's movement, but not the suffrage side or the political side. I mean, they're not in favour of women's emancipation in policy.
Well, never seen
no, and you never heard about that side of the movement much, I suppose.
Well, because the suffragettes were getting up people's rabbi.
Yes.
Well, they didn't have any papers.
Yes.
Any papers to read.
But you never felt like demonstrating or joining in.
No.
So anyway, really, you're setting your letter to me. You were immature.
Yes,
well. And then she. He prepared the way, he said, for her to work, yes.
And then they went up the college and saw the paper. And I did see that he's been arrested, I think I described it in my book.
Yes, yes.
And then he left some sorts of legacy to go on. The one that I could pick up what he had been doing. So then thank you.
attitude in the East End, I mean, to twist.
Well, I said it was a pleasure with the meeting.
Yes.
And she was informed the police were waiting on. So they put her to see him. They say, I said, so I'll take it over. And so I said, they say, but what's the word about it?
What about Raymond's attitude to women's suffrage, actually? Did he support Mrs. Pankhurst?
Well, yes, he was a strong suffrage supporter. Again, he didn't take part in violence.
But you were really, and he, a revolutionary in those days, weren't you? I mean, you were really much more, well, as you say in your autobiography, I think you were, believed in violence much more, didn't you? Or believed that reform would come through revolution much more than you do now. Absolutely. So that forces you into the political dimension really more again. Or the Labour movement anyway, yes. Similar alternation, don't you, after the Wilson government, the last Wilson government, as you said once, I think somewhere, you had this alternation to the industrial wing with sort of the client side occupation and so on.
Getting that in 1915, once, of course,
In a way, the climate of British politics is more similar now, isn't it, to what it was when you were a young woman than it has been for the rest of your life, in a way, isn't it?
Expected some, it might bear such way, quite a lot. And he would never deny it, would it? I mean, he did think of women of the Tories, he did.
Yes.
As a matter of aspect, I think.
And in a way, he's right. I mean, yes. So, really.
That's not so true now, would it?
Yes. And he was Well, I mean, you are an authority on the history of the neighborhood, aren't you?
Well, that's part of my ranks and years.
I wouldn't say that. But so you're always, in a way, behind him.
I'm the clock.
Yes, yes, yes.
I would have said, well, there was just when she arrived, she came to us with the clock, didn't she? I'm saying, well, it was a real personal of a different sense.
Yes, I understand. I'm really sort of really wondering, you see, why you didn't go into politics completely on your own account, in the sense of being a parliamentary candidate and things like that. But I suppose it just, life is too full, isn't it?